All Saints' Day. Day two of the Triduum of Reformation, All Saints' Day, and tomorrow, All Souls' Day. A day dedicated to the memory of all the faithful saints whom the Lord has called from the church militant to the church triumphant. Particular saints have days given to their commemoration, but today, November 1st, all saints, famous and anonymous, are commemorated. A major theme of the day is the saints in bliss, those who from their labors rest, as we have sung this morning in the hymn, and those who enjoy the blessedness of God beyond the realm of space and time, as we hear from the revelation of St. John in the reading. The saints are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away from their eye every tear. The saints are the ones in white robes. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This morning in the homily, we frame this question. Are there robes for us in that great multitude before the throne, in the kingdom that has no end, and in the realm where there is no darkness? After all, Lord, there are only a certain number in that group, a number uncountable by us, but known perfectly by you. Will we be there with glorified eyes, glorified bodies, glorified lips, shouting, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb"? Are there white robes for us? Sometimes we confess, "It doesn't look like it, Lord. We have assembled quite the robes for ourselves here on earth. We have dressed ourselves in robes of human making. These are robes that we have sewn together as our very personal possessions, each uniquely woven by us in our lives. We have woven them following the pattern of an expert tailor who sells these designs at the cost of human souls. And evil is in every seam. Oh, how we love our robes, and at the same time, we hate them. They are as heavy as lead hanging on our shoulders, and they have flourishes of adultery, murder, fornication, and hate going in all directions. They are robes that were donned at a point in history when four guilty feet tiptoed across a holy threshold and were commanded never to return. Oh, these are such ancient robes we wear, and we each have one. And in them, we are dressed for death, even death eternal. Lord, we ask, are we like the one standing in the great banqueting hall? You enter your son's banquet, and you see us standing over there in the corner, wearing our own clothes, our deadly robes, and you come over to us and say, "What are you doing here? Out of here, into the darkness. Weep and gnash your teeth forever." Are we like that one? Or, Lord, are there robes for us? The answer comes in as a silent gift. And yet, that silent gift has eternal ramifications. It's a gift spelled, "Lord, have mercy." It is a gift that puts us on our knees. Indeed, the Son of God reveals to us the Father, and our Heavenly Father draws us to his Son, and the Holy Spirit gives us the confession, "Jesus is Lord." And this mighty triune God discards our old robes as he leads us to the heartfelt cry, "Christ, have mercy." He dresses us in robes of eternity's making, robes sparkling with bright holiness and sewn together with large, sharp, bloody nails at the foot of an indescribable cross. The robes are designed by us for a father who was pleased to bruise his son in our stead. Robes patterned after an invisible, immortal design, covering every aspect of our fallen lives. They are robes draped on us by hands flowing with holy water and full of his body and his blood. They are robes that go back to a doorway to heaven called Golgotha, and even before that. All saints will be dressed perfectly as the Father's renewed personal possessions. How amazing it is that not only will we be dressed perfectly at that time, but that we're also dressed in perfection now, clothed as we are in our baptismal garments. And we will see what the saints who have preceded us behold, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. What a formidable list it is of those who have arrived in that glory. It is a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language. It may include special names to you, a mother, a father, a wife, a husband, a child, a best friend. It certainly contains names of those close to this seminary community from this past year. Chandler Lupke, teenage son of seminarist Lynn Lupke. Alvin Berry, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Walter Arnholt, father of Linda Winthy. Raymond Serberg, seminary professor emeritus. Richard Schultz, seminary president emeritus. Herbert Brademeyer, senior college president emeritus. Edmund McNally, nephew of Dr. David Scare and cousin of Dr. Peter Scare, a casualty of the September 11th World Trade Center South Tower collapse. The entrance into the scene with all of these saints who have gone before is guaranteed, for the words of Jesus are clear. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So John wrote in his gospel, and here in his revelation he writes parallel words. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. This morning we step back from this view of the church triumphant. And as we do, we have a clear goal for those whom we send forth this morning into the church militant. For yours, gentlemen, are the hands through which the waters of baptism weave heavenly robes. Yours are the hands through which the blood of the Lamb and the Supper mend those robes along life's way. Yours are the lips through which hearers will hear that the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. He will clothe them in robes of white. Are there robes for us? The answer whispers back. We need not ask, for the marching order has been set from the foundation of the world. All my saints will be there. Not one will be missing. Not you, not me. Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to God forever and ever. Amen.